Yeah, I think disappointed for ourselves because we didn't play as well as I think we could have. For some reason, you know, even though we had a lot of experience, we seemed to be quite nervous. You know, we give away a ball a lot, and but at the same time, you know, we went to goal up. You know, we sort of you know, got the goal, and I suppose, look at, you know, we normally don't concede from set pieces, and they equalise and are very dangerous on corners, and it rattles really. I suppose that's the only way. Just for 15 minutes, we couldn't get back into the game, and just probably one of those games. Other than that, Nulls had one save to make. We missed a great chance after half time. Maybe it might have been a penalty, but I think overall it was probably, as I said before the game all week, it's probably going to be, you know, a tight game, and it'll go right to the wire.
John, I suppose it's stating the obvious now that you will have to score in Iceland.
Yeah, we will have to score.
And that is stating the obvious. So obviously you have an attacking formation for the away match.
We have attacking formation for every match. And so it was disappointing to give away a soft goal. But as I said, during the week, I feel both teams can go away and score on the away grounds. And, you know, they scored here. I feel we can score away. So, you know, the tie is very much alive.
Were you impressed by the Icelandic side because they did have the better of the closing stages of the first half?
Yeah, I was. I said it all week. Thought they had four or five very good players, and they played well. But at the same time, I don't think we helped ourselves in that we lost a lot of ball. We gave a lot of bad balls away and sloppy passing. And for some reason, you know, it was uncharacteristic for us that a lot of our players were below par and a bit nervous. But these things happen. You're in Europe, and a lot of hype about it. But look, it's still 1-1. It's half time. Yes, we have to go away. It's difficult, but you know, I still feel we can go out there and score.
And finally, there may be changes for the second leg, possibly an attack. And did Colin Healy pick up an injury tonight?
Yeah, we'll assess everything tomorrow. To the very humid night again, and a few fellas had knocks, and at the moment, too early to say whether there be changes, but we'll review everything tomorrow.
John, what was your view on the penalty? Showed it looked pretty blatant on the press box.
Well, we thought it was a blatant penalty. You know, I think at this level of football, you know, maybe in our own league it mightn't have been, but you know, at this level of football, you know, Mark was going for the ball. It was quite clear he was, you know, deliberate pushing the back, and you know, it was incredible. It wasn't given, but you know, sort of. That's the way it was.
John, the introduction coming off the pitch between Billy Dennehy and Marcus Sullivan, they squared up to each other.
I would worry about that. God, maybe we should square up each other more often, you know. Nah. They were just a bit frustrated, that's all. I had that every second day of my life, so I wouldn't worry about that at all.
John, the introduction of Den Murray and Marcus Sullivan and the miraculous recovery by Johnny Dunleavy, it injected a bit more urgency and it lifted the crowds as well, who'd been silenced by the goal, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. And I suppose, to be fair, that's why I said the goal knocked us for some reason. For 15 minutes we lost our shape and our rhythm, and because we 1-0 up after scoring for about 10 or 12 minutes, we were doing well and possibly we got the second goal, and it did knock us back. But the lads had a big impact when they came on, and we needed that, to be fair. It was just probably our final ball just wasn't good enough, but you know, it was great because it was difficult for Johnny coming back after such a long time, and Dad did his usual outstanding when he came in, and Mark, he did great, and yeah, so that's what we need. That's what we had the bench for, to come on and try and make an impact, and it very nearly paid off, you know. So,
plus the players sort of seemed to feed off what Dan Murray was doing when he came on.
Yeah, well, I think Dan came in and he just took control of the game, and to be fair to him, you know, he just kept things simple, kept the ball moving quickly, and I think we had been missing that, and that's why I think, you know, when he came on, it did have an impact in the game, and I think you could probably see in the last 20 minutes we were pressing for the winner. Had a few half chances, but we were probably controlling the game more at that stage. Yeah.
Second half saw much improved performance from City. Is there anything changed around at half time?
Well, we had a chat, we had a few changes. Obviously, Johnny came in. I think it helped because you know, Ross was, you know, he felt he was responsible for the goal, and I think that it knocked him a bit for a while, you know. So, and then Johnny came in and Johnny did well, so it was but it was a European tie, it was tit for tat, and you know, they showed that they're a good side, and but I wouldn't say the game is over yet.
Pace and Ten Jung were impressive for them in midfield. They kind of outplayed both Colin and Liam Miller, really, didn't they?
I think in general their three midfielders against our three midfielders, they had the better of it. And I think the problem was that we our passes were too slow and too many passes intercepted. And it didn't help us. And we found it difficult to get a fluency into a game. Probably when we scored, we got it for a while, but didn't really get it again until Dan came on. So, you know, but that's uncharacteristic of the lads. And, you know, you can talk about experience and what you have, and something that could occasions like this, maybe, you know, the crowd and the hype all might get to the team. But, you know, we were well prepared. We thought we had opportunity to exploit them, which I think we did in some cases. But at the same time, you know, I think it's still, obviously, it favours them at the moment. But, you know, I think there's a lot more in us yet.
And not looking or to make excuses or looking for excuses, John Kavanagh, you'd hope that he might be in the mix next week.
No, he won't.
There seems to be a lot of tension and nervousness in the actual crowd itself as well. Like, it's the first time for a Cork crowd as well in 7 years in European football. Do you think that could have affected the players or impacted the players in any way?
Yeah, because it was a fantastic atmosphere early in the match, and it was spelled in, it just went dead, and I think there was, and, you know, but you look at, we were all supporters for years and terraces watching, and you get games and you get tensed up yourself, and yeah, obviously it probably fed to the players a bit. And but look, we don't make excuses. We just didn't play as well as we could have. One all half time, yes, the advantage with them, but we're capable of going over to score there, and we know it's going to be difficult, but we are capable of doing that.
John, because of the importance of keeping a clean sheet at home, it must be extremely disappointing the way the goal was scored for them, with no one picking up the runner coming through.
Absolutely. Well, he was given a free run, like there was a designated marker who didn't pick him, and that was frustrating, because the one area we had seen from them through all the games that we were at and watched and whatever, was that we're extremely dangerous on corners, because they don't score very much from open play. So that was frustrating, because we saw exactly, they didn't do anything that we didn't know about, and that's what was disappointing. Yeah.
John, they seemed to be a bit vulnerable when you went at them physically in the middle. Do
you think
that was the case?
Yes. Yeah, we did, and I thought we'd have done more of it. But, you know, it was just one of those nights, and plus the fact we didn't have the zip about us that we normally would have, I think, you know. So, but look, it's still there to play for.
We kind of underperformed, didn't really get to the potential that we know we have, but it's only half time, the game's not over, and we have a lot more to come from our team.
You must have been pleased yourself with the goal. You might describe the lead goal for us.
Yeah, it was a good ball into a good area from Billy. Lucky enough, I just got a glance on it. Just did enough, I think, to take it away from the keeper. Yeah, very pleased. It's always nice to score, especially being a centre half. So that was a positive out of it. Disappointing that we didn't keep a clean sheet. I would have traded my goal for a clean sheet, no problem. But yeah, that's the way it goes. As I said, it's half time, and we'll go out there, and there's definitely more to come from our team.
Was the talk in the dressing room about their equaliser, because it was a powerful header in the penalty area?
It was, and it's something, I suppose, that Irish teams are probably better at defending and set pieces, so it's disappointing to concede on a European stage from a set piece. Something that we need to work on, we needed to look at it. But yeah, as I said, I hope we'll score out there.
So. And finally, you've just come from the dressing room. I'm sure there might have been some debate about the penalty, which appeared to the home support and many in the ground, that it was a stonewall penalty. What's the reaction from the dressing room? The push on Marcus Sullivan?
Yeah. Excuse me. We'll
take that again.
Thank you.
So, Alan, you've just come from the dressing room, and the reaction to what appeared to be, to most people, a stonewall penalty for the push on Marcus Sullivan?
Yeah, it's disappointing, but kind of a tough one for the ref, because maybe there wasn't enough force on Marky, you know. There clearly was push on his back, but they're always a tough one to get, you know, those kind of penalties, because it goes on so much in corners and free kicks and everything. So Marky did cause problems when he went in there, and he did very well, and there's more to come from us, 100%. Like, there's a lot more to come from us, and once we start getting down the sides and getting balls in, we cause them a few problems. I think that'll be our plan when we go out there to do more of that.
The three lads off the bench made a big impact, didn't it?
Yeah, I said from the first day I signed here that our squad was our main thing, and it's always a team that starts and a squad that finishes any game, so it's great to see those lads getting back in and coming on and making a positive impact.
Is there something to be taken from how you approach the game in the last 20 minutes in terms of how you go about it over there?
Yeah, 100%, yeah. As I said there, so that's kind of the way when we went down the sides with Kevin and Johnny and Billy and Sheps, it kind of opened up another avenue for us to get balls in the box, and that's kind of what I think we will focus on when we go up there.
Equaliser, Alan, was a huge disappointment, was it?
It was, Bill, yeah. Yeah, as I said, something that we work on a lot, you know, so to concede in that way is very disappointing, but hopefully it won't happen again.
Yeah, he wasn't the biggest player on the pitch, as I said, but he managed to get a bullet header.
Yeah, it was. It was very disappointing. And it knocked us back a bit, you know, for maybe 10, 15 minutes. Did a few good
crowd as well.
Yeah. It kind of subdued everyone a little bit. But I'm sure there'll be a massive crowd head out to Iceland now because, as I said, it's half-time only, and we'll go out there and we'll look to score.
And they were quite decent around the middle of the park. Did they surprise you with their quality, though?
No, we knew that if a good few players were, you know, they were good around there. There was three lads in the centre of the park. They were quite good. but they had weak spots as well, and hopefully we'll go out there now and try and look to exploit them.
And Dan Murray coming into the midfield, you kind of really set him when he came on, didn't he?
Yeah, and the three lads that came on did really well, you know, had real positive impacts on the game. So we have the players, like, we'll go out there now and we have to score, you know, we have to score. So it's quite clear in our minds what we need to do, so that's probably a good thing that they might be on the fence a little bit as to their game plan, but we're pretty clear now what we have to do, and that can be a positive thing as well.
Did you feel a bit tired in the last 20 minutes, and is that something you'd like to play next week?
A little bit, yeah, a little bit. I think we upped probably our quality a little bit as well, which wasn't evident probably in the first half, definitely. Because we've had performances here against Derry, against a few of the other clubs that, you know, that were real top end performances, and we didn't get to that height today, nowhere near, to be honest. So we know the quality is there, and we just have to step up a little bit.
Alan, which is a benefit is it to have the no game until next week so you can concentrate fully on the away leg?
I think so, yeah. I think it's a good move. We get together now on, we're in tomorrow in the pool, and we get together on Sunday, and I know that we look at the game Sunday, Monday, and then we travel Tuesday. So, it's a positive move by the league, and it's something that the club have looked at, and we played it, Drogheda earlier in the season just to get that out of the way. So, it's a good thing, and it's a good move from the league.
Do you feel that sort of that finish to the second half puts a sort of element of doubt in their mind?
I hope so, you know. I hope it gives us an element of confidence, because we were a little sloppy in our passing, which we haven't been really so far this season, and we were just a little bit frustrated and a little bit disappointed with the whole thing. But as I said, it's only half time, and we're kind of coming from behind now, you know, so it's set up nicely for us to go over there and pull off a good result.
How big a thing was European football for you when you're coming back now and that it was there?
Yeah, it was, I'm not going to lie, it was definitely a big part of it, you know, to know that the club were back in Europe. So I'm thinking yesterday I could have been doing pre-season running, but instead of here and playing European football, so and a trip to Iceland coming up, so that's nice. So that was definitely part of it.
And you don't want it to end after two games?
No, definitely not. I don't think the club does, I don't think the city does. It's one thing if you're completely outplayed by a team, but we have so much more to give, and hopefully we will.
Alan, award for Johnny Dunleavy. 10 weeks out only. Fantastic comeback.
Yeah, it is. It is, Bill, in fairness to the lad, you know. Didn't look off the pace. Keeps himself really well as a professional, you know. And that just showed there. He was able to step in and do a really good job, you know. Kind of gave us a little bit more balance, maybe. He was able to go down that wing and whip in from his right foot. So all credit to him, you know. All credit to all the lads, though, Bill, like, that came in. It's hard when you're not starting. Like, I understand that myself. So when you come in, you got to really make a positive impact, and all of them did. So it's great.
Well,
What was the atmosphere in the dressing room like at the end after the little bit of bust up between Mark Sullivan and Billy Denny?
Frustration, you know, real frustration. Probably should keep that kind of stuff in the dressing room, maybe, but it just kind of was everything, you know, it was the performance that we put out there and the way the game went. And people just vented their feelings, and we all want to win, you know, so that's a good thing, like. But it should be kept in the dressing room.
You've worked a lot yourself as captain.
There's more than enough leaders in the dressing room, you know, to sort that out. So it won't be a problem. We'll move on. It's been left in there now. When we come into training Sunday, it'll be back to work and back on looking at how to win the or get the result we need out there.